Yes, it's the Goldbergs.
But I tell you, I saw her myself.
Not Mrs. Jones. Oh, I can't imagine such a thing.
Well, I was there, and I actually saw her. She washed that lovely rayon slip with the same soap she used for her dirtiest kitchen towels.
Not really?
Yes. In fact, she uses new Dove for every single thing in her wash.
New Dove? What kind of a soap is that?
Well, it's a new kind of granulated soap. Procter & Gamble's putting it out. And Mrs. Jones says this Dove does all three kinds of wash. Work shirts, towels, right down to rayon undies.
Well, I never. What in the world did her clothes look like when she hung them out?
Well, I must say everything looked all right. Her rayon slips were soft and nice, and the work shirts were bright and clean, and her towels, well, they were just dazzling white.
Say, I guess Mrs. Jones isn't so dumb. If Dove can do all that, why are we still using those old-fashioned granulated soaps?
Yes, why put up with old-fashioned soaps when Dove brings you real whiteness plus amazing safety for your rayons and nicer colored washables? In fact, Dove is far safer for those delicate colors than any other leading granulated laundry soap. And yet, Dove gets white clothes really white. Why, you've never seen whiter washes than Dove gives you. And there's no hard scrubbing either. Actually, no soap made gets clothes white easier than Dove. Honestly, once you try it, you'll see how different Dove is. Even the suds are different. Yes, Dove makes loads more suds than any of the four other leading granulated laundry soaps. And Dove gives you suds that build up faster in your machine and that last longer. Remember, Dove is a new kind of granulated soap, not just a new improvement of an old soap. Ask for Dove, that spells D-U-Z, today, in that big red and white box. It does everything in your wash. And now, the Goldbergs. Well, for once, Jake is involved in a little bit of planning. And it's intrigue, too. And Molly's being left out. The plan is Dr. Cater's, and it involves his marriage to Oriane. But just the way Chris is teaching Oriane a lesson in love, Jake wants to teach Molly a lesson in maneuvers. Unfortunately, the secret has been leaking out at a terrific rate. And now Molly and Rosie are close to the truth.
What are you doing, Rosalie?
I'm going to get an apple, Ma.
Yes, so get me also.
Hey,
Rosalie.
Yes?
Rosalie, don't slam the icebox door. It is just under Oriane's room. She's sleeping. Don't disturb her. It's late enough for everybody to be in bed already. Your father's still meandering. Your father. Who knows where and then and who knows why all this meandering is going on.
Here, Ma.
Why not in a bowl, Rosalie?
I just bought two apples, one for you and one for me.
A little knife, did you bring?
Are you nervous, Ma?
Why am I nervous, darling?
Hey, call Dr. Cater again if you're nervous, Ma.
Did I said I was nervous? Did I said it? Did you hear the syllable that said I was nervous? Please, give me. Let me peel you. You'll cut yourself the way you're peeling.
Shall I try to get Dr. Cater, Ma?
Rosalie, darling, I tried to get Dr. Cater, and there was no answer.
Well, you could try again, Ma, and just say that...
What?
That the papa was supposed to be at the mill, and we called the mill, and he's not there, and we thought perhaps he was at your house.
And Dr. Cater, if they are cooking up something, will answer me and reply, why should Mr. Goldberg be here? What has he got to do here by me?
That's right, and then you can ask him if the minister was over to see him.
Then they'll know I know something.
But you don't know, Ma.
Oh, that's right. I don't know. What do I know? I don't know. I don't know nothing. Oh, here's your apple. I know something, but what I don't know. But, Rosalie, something I know. Never mind. Something I know. Eat. Something I know. Rosalie, you think I should call Dr. Cater again?
I would, Ma.
It's not too late.
I don't think so. Dr. Cater and his father never go to bed early. They wait for the last news.
How do you know?
Because there's a light in their window every time we come home from the movies. Call, Ma.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
And what should I say when I call?
Just ask if Papa and Sammy are there.
Oh, that's all? And I shouldn't mention the minister?
I don't think so, Ma.
No?
No.
Wait. Finish your apple. Let me think in the meantime. The minister was coming into the house. No, Rosalie?
Uh-huh.
And she ran out. nervous now.
Mm-hmm.
And he was nervous. No, Rosalie was nervous, was he not?
And of course he was.
And Rosalie, you remember that on one occasion Seymour was talking to Papa on the telephone?
Papa must have told Seymour to watch out for the minister and see that he didn't come into the house.
See, that something is going on, of which they are excluding me, Rosalie. Excluding me. Minister. Oy, something with the minister and excluding me. Rosalie, what's your idea, Rosalie?
Nobody died, so it can't be a funeral, Ma.
So?
So?
No.
Well?
Say it.
Why couldn't it be a wedding?
Oy, why not? Rosalie, why not? Why not, why not, why not? Dr. Cader and Papa and Seymour and Sammy evidently got together. Rosalie, just like I was there, Rosalie, I hear the voice spoken back and forwards. If we tell the women, there'll be too much fuss. Mrs. Goldberg want to make a supper. Mrs. Goldberg want to make a trousseau. I don't want too much mixing back and forth, Dr. Cader must have said evidently. Let's get the minister, Papa maybe said it. And, oh, Ariane, you're not sleeping?
I heard you downstairs, and I wasn't able to sleep.
Well, maybe I'll make you a little hot milk. It's very conductive to falling off.
I was thinking. I was trying to see what should be done. And I've decided.
Decided? Well, what did you decide, Ariane?
I'm going to leave Lastonbury.
Ariane, leave Lastonbury? Well, why should you leave Lastonbury?
I can't remain here. I'm going to take David and leave. Tomorrow.
Tomorrow? But why tomorrow? But why?
I've got to make a new start. I've got to see things freshly again. Lastonbury is too full of what's happened in the past.
You mean?
Yes. I have to leave, Mrs. Goldberg, and I'm going tomorrow.
But you can't go, Ariane.
Rosalie, I'm not the kind of a woman who broods over her disappointment, Mrs. Goldberg. I've cried, and I've worried, and I've hoped, and I've waited. I would wait months. I might even wait years. If there were only a sign. If I felt even for a moment that Chris would come and speak to me. But he's turned away. And I'm not going to crawl to him and ask to be forgiven for something I would do all over again. He's not generous enough for what I felt. And he isn't generous enough for the kind of love I want and expect. I can change my life again. My whole future isn't ruined because the man I love is too blind to see what he means to me, or too obstinate to listen to his own heart. I can make my life interesting for myself. I'm young. I'm not stupid. And I have great faith in myself and my son. I won't cry my heart out from now to the day I die. I've made as much of a fool out of myself over Chris Keeter as I'm going to. Woman like myself, waiting hour after hour like a schoolgirl, waiting for Chris to come here and say what I've been waiting to hear. I am all through waiting. The episode is closed. Completely. Forever. Eternally. Good night.
Mama, darling, why didn't you tell her?
Can I, Rosalie? How can I if I'm not sure, if I'm not positive, if I'm not absolutely, completely sure? How can I say something? How did I...
Was that flash?
Say.
Was that flashlight?
Hey. It's Papa, Mama.
Papa?
It's Timmy.
Oh, it's Papa Timmy. So come upstairs. I'll slip on my kimono. Papa shouldn't think that I was worried and I was sitting in the kitchen. I was waiting for him that he'd been astray.
What are you going to do, Ma?
I'm going to slip on my kimono and my slippers. Come, don't touch the light. They'll see it going off. Come.
All right, Ma. Don't stick up. But one minute.
Quiet, Sammy. Don't be noisy. Take your galoshes off. Come. I'll take them off in the kitchen. Don't slam the door. Mama left the light burning for us. Take my coat, Sammy.
Now, if everything can be done without Mama knowing,
why will she know? For once, something will be done without your mother's fingers in the pie. Let me do the talking. I was at the mill, you hear?
Is there anybody? If she asked us about the minister...
Seymour told her the minister was part of the machine that broke down at the mill.
Greg? Oh, Greg, look, I didn't want you to come in. I was reading my air raid instructions and I snoozed off.
Thank you for the light you'll have burning for us.
Oh, you're welcome. I was waiting for you and waiting because I wanted to speak to you.
You knew I would be late.
After Seymour told me that the minister on the machine went wrong.
I think I'll go to bed, Pa.
Wait, Emily. I'll make a little cocoa.
Don't bother, Molly.
No bother, Jadis. No bother. I have to tell you something, nevertheless, anyway.
Well, I'll go.
Wait, Emily. Why shouldn't you know?
Know what?
Oriane.
What is it?
Well, she decided.
What did she decide?
Well, there's nothing for her here.
So?
So?
Well?
Dr. Cater's treatment was very humiliating, Jake.
So?
So
what?
After all, Jake, you can't blame her.
Blame her for what?
For doing what she's doing.
You didn't tell her what she was doing.
She's doing what she has to do, Jake.
And what's that?
What any woman in her situation would do.
What's the situation and what is she doing?
Well,
what is it, Ma?
Well, she's going away.
Pa?
When?
What's the difference?
The difference is
that... still here. Don't get excited, Pa.
Why should you get excited, Jake? Florian leaves. She leaves. No, Jake.
Make me some coffee. Black.
And Jake's attitude is a clean giveaway for Molly. More than ever now, she knows that Jake and Chris and the other men must be thinking of Oriane and marriage. You know, it's bad enough to have a lot of dishes to wash every day, but there's no need to make matters worse by using old-fashioned halfway soaps. I mean bar soaps, because they don't give you real speed, or those tough granulated soaps because they fall short on safety for your hands. Well, such halfway soaps are out of date now that New Does is here. Yes, ma'am, Does. That new kind of granulated soap for everything in your wash. And believe me, it has everything for dishes, too. From whirlwind speed to extra gentleness for your hands. Just notice how wonderfully smooth and nice your hands feel after doing dishes with Does. Actually, it's far kinder to your hands than any other leading granulated laundry soap. Yet, no soap made gets dishes clean faster than Does. It cuts even tough grease without any hard scouring. Yes, let those busy suds tell you how really different Does is. Try it today. Does has everything for dishes. And be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg. Next time, Molly High Pressures Jake out into the open. This is James Fleming wishing you a good day for Procter & Gamble, makers of Does. The new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash.